أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين، واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين. We were discussing the makharij and mawdi' al-lisan, the segment which belongs to the tongue. We already discussed the mawdi' al-jawf, middle of the mouth, and we discussed the khayshum, the nasalized sounds, and shafatain, the sounds with the lips. Isn't that right? Is there any? And we also discussed the halq, the throat. So now the ones which are only ones which are remaining were mawdi' al-lisan. So mawdi' al-lisan means the segment of the tongue which is home to 10 makharij, and from these 10 makharij there are, so if you draw the human being, then I write something like this. So we divided the human voice system into these segments. The middle of the mouth was, if you had those diagrams that I already gave it to you, and where I displayed all that, and there is the human tongue. And then we have the middle of the mouth, which is here, the middle of the mouth, and then this is the halq, the throat, and then this is the shafatain, the lips, and this is the khayshum, the nose, and here is the lisan, the tongue. So these are basically the segments. So jawf, the middle one, we named it number one segment of the human voice making system. The two is the halq, the throat. One is the jawf, which is the middle. And then the third one was the lisan, which is number three, that means the tongue. Human tongue, there's a third mawdi', third segment. And fourth one is the shafatain, which means the lips. The two lips, shafatain. And then the fifth one was khayshum, which means the nose. So right now, we already discussed those four segments. The only one remaining was the tongue, the mawdi'ul lisan, the tongue. And that's what we were discussing in the previous lecture. And through the tongue only, the tongue is the home to 10 makharij in total. 10 places where your tongue strikes to make sounds. And those places where the tongue strikes is called the makhraj. Makharij is the plural of makhraj. 10 places where the tongue strikes to make sound. So we call it makhraj. Plural is makharij. So there are 10 makharij in the segment of lisan. And from those 10 makharij comes out the sound of 18 letters. 18 letters are pronounced from 10 makharij, which are located in the segment of the tongue. And the makhraj number one is the makhraj of qaf, with the two dots. And the description of this, the voice of qaf is, so you will write it like
off.
So the description of the makhraj is that the end of the tongue, let's suppose this is your tongue, the end of the tongue, this segment is the end of the tongue. End of the tongue, this is the front part of your tongue, because here are your teeth. This is the front part. So this is the end of the tongue where it is stuck, where it is joined. End of the tongue, and then you have this small uvula hanging from the top of your upper jaw, close to the throat. So this end of the tongue comes in contact with the uvula, and this uvula is facing towards the throat, and that's how the sound of off comes out. So these two get joined with each other, uvula facing towards the throat, when it gets distanced, it gets separated from the beginning of the tongue, from the end where it is joined to your mouth, that beginning part of the tongue. When the uvula gets separated from this beginning part, that's where the sound of cough comes out. If you have any questions, we can take it after the class. The makhraj number two is the makhraj of kaf. We pronounce it like that, kaf. And the description of that, the root of your tongue, the same part, again gets connected with uvula. But in the case of kaf, when it gets connected, the uvula gets connected with the root of your tongue, it is not facing towards the hulk. Instead, it is facing towards your mouth, towards your teeth. So at the time it gets separated from the root of the tongue, the sound of kaf comes out. That's the description of the sound of kaf. Makhraj number three is actually home of three sounds, of three letters. Jeem comes from the makhraj number three, and sheen is pronounced from the makhraj number three. And likewise, ya, ghair maddiya, non-maddiya. The non-maddiya. The maddiya, we already discussed this, on the jaw, middle of the mouth. We already discussed that. We are done with that. The maddiya. We are talking about the non-maddiya right now. The maddi is already done. So the non-maddiya and the sheen and the jeen. So you write it in English like this. And sheen. And non-maddiya is, of course, ya. Okay, so the description of this makhraj is that the middle of the tongue, let's suppose this is your tongue, the middle of your tongue, this part of your tongue, gets connected with the upper roof of your mouth. And since this upper roof, which is in line, parallel to the middle of the tongue, this is what in Arabic we call it shajar. So that's why these three huruf, these three alphabets are called hurufun shajariya. Hurufun shajariya. So what happens in the middle of the tongue gets in contact with the upper roof of your mouth, and that's where you find these two, three letters are pronounced, jeen, sheen, and ya. Jeen, sheen, and ya. Middle of the tongue comes in contact with the upper roof. We call them hurufan shajariya, the shajari letters. Okay. Okay, now let's move to the next fourth makhraj, makhraj number four of the tongue is the home of one alphabet, and that is Waad. Waad. And the description of Waad, how do you pronounce it through the tongue, is that remember we already made the map of the human teeth, isn't that right? So these pointed teeth are called the canine teeth, canines, isn't that right? In Arabic we call them anyab. Anyab, the pointed teeth. Behind the pointed teeth is where the grinding teeth are. That's where you grind the food. So we call them agras in Arabic, which is the plural of virus. So Waad is pronounced by this. So let's suppose this is your tongue. So your right side of your tongue, or the left side of your tongue, strikes the teeth, which are your grinding teeth, behind this pointed teeth, these ones on the upper left jaw, or these ones on the upper right jaw. The right side of your tongue strikes these teeth, upper right jaw, or the left side of your tongue strikes these teeth of the upper left jaw. Those which are behind the pointed teeth, remember these ones. So this side strikes these teeth, upper right jaw, or this side of the tongue strikes the upper left jaw, these teeth of the upper left jaw. So the Waad has nothing to do with the lower teeth. Okay? So these teeth are called virs, and the plural is avaras. So that's the reason we call Waad in Arabic as Harfun Virsiyun. That means the letter which belongs to the grinding teeth. This letter belongs to the grinding teeth. So that's how it is pronounced by your right or left side of the tongue striking those grinding teeth. Upper right or upper left. So we call it Harfun Virsi. And this is a very typical and peculiar Arabic word, and so many people make mistakes about Waad. And Arabic language is called Lughat al-Waad. This is a very typical letter of the language. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ had said in his hadith, Ana أفصح من نطق بالواد. Basically, I'm the one who pronounced Waad in the best way, in the most eloquent way. Prophet used to pronounce it in the most eloquent way. So, Arabic is the whole language is named behind this alphabet. So this is a very typical Arabic alphabet which you need to be particular about all the alphabets, but this one is a very particular one. So this is Waad. So to describe it very quickly again, if this is your tongue, the right side of your right corner of your tongue strikes the upper right avaras, or the left corner of your tongue strikes the upper left avaras.
That's how you pronounce the vod, 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 vod. You have to practice a little bit. So, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. So this is about the makhraj number 4. Now let's move to the makhraj number 5. Number 5 belongs to one alphabet, which is Lam, and the description is that the tip of your tongue, let's suppose this is your tongue, okay, let's suppose so here is the tip of your tongue. The tip of your tongue strikes this place. The place in the upper ceiling of your mouth, which is right behind your front teeth. Remember we discussed these front teeth, 1, 2, 3, and 4. 1, 2, 3, front 4 teeth, we call them sanaya. Okay? So right behind the upper sanaya, here is where upper ceiling, behind the front two teeth, that's where the tip of your tongue strikes here, to pronounce the letter Lam. So this part, the front part, a little bit of the corners of the front, this part of the tongue strikes the right behind your front, upper front teeth. And the ceiling of your mouth. So, okay, this was makhraj number 5 or belongs to Lam. Now, makhraj number 6 belongs to one alphabet, and that is Noon. Noon. And Noon is also in the tip of your tongue strikes the same part, right behind your upper front teeth, and the ceiling of your mouth, right behind the upper front teeth. That's where the tip of your tongue strikes, and the sound of Noon comes out. Tip of your tongue strikes this part of the ceiling of your mouth, behind the upper front teeth. And that's where the sound of Noon comes out. And likewise, the makhraj number 7 is, these are simple ones, so you don't have to worry about that. Those are very simple ones. The Ra. So, again, the tip of your tongue strikes the same part, right behind your upper front teeth. This part of the upper ceiling in your mouth, that's where the tip of your tongue strikes. But in the case of Ra, it's a little bit behind the place where the tongue strikes for Noon, a little bit behind that. Okay? If the tongue strikes for the Noon, it strikes here. Then for the Ra, it strikes a little bit here, little bit behind. Okay? Now, let's move to the makhraj number 8. Makhraj number 8 belongs to 3 alphabets, which are Ha, and Dal, Dal, and Ta. Ta, Dal, and Ta. So the description of these is that this part of the tongue which is right behind the tip, this part of the tongue which is right behind the tip of the tongue, this part of the tongue strikes the upper ceiling of your mouth, which is upper flat ceiling of your mouth, behind the teeth. Behind the teeth, this upper flat area of your mouth, behind the teeth. That's where this part of your tongue, which is right behind the tip of the tongue, this part of the tongue strikes the upper flat ceiling of the mouth. And all these three alphabets are pronounced like this. So, because that upper flat area of the mouth is, in Arabic, we call it nitaq. So these huruf, we call them huruf nitaiyya. Okay? Because this upper flat area of the ceiling of the mouth is called nitaq in Arabic. Let's move to the next makhraj, which is number 9. Makhraj number 9 belongs to, again, three alphabets. Saad, and Seen. And Za. Let me just write it like this. You know, that's, of course, that's how we write the alphabet Za, Za, and we pronounce it like Za. Okay. The description is a little bit typical. Please pay attention. The description of the pronunciation of these three alphabets is that the tip of your tongue, the tip of your tongue gets in contact with these two teeth. The lower front teeth, the lower sanaya. Okay? The tip of your tongue comes in contact with the lower sanaya, lower front teeth. And then the front part of the tongue comes close to the upper sanaya, but it doesn't strike it. The tip of the tongue, let me describe it again. The tip of the tongue strikes the lower front teeth, and then the upper front of the tongue comes closer to the upper sanaya, but it doesn't touch it. And that's how the sound of all these three letters are, it comes out. And because this upper front of the tongue, this upper front of the tongue is, in Arabic we call it asala. So that's why these three huruf are called hurufun asaliyya. Okay? So this upper front of the tongue is called asala. Okay, so this is the description of these three. So now, it is important to remember, so the makhraj of these three are the same, saad, seen, and za. It's all the same place where the tongue strikes to make the sound. The difference between sad and seen is that sad is a thicker voice and seen is a thinner voice. So the tongue strikes at the same place. The voice that comes out is thicker and thinner. So in the case of seen, you can obviously understand from the person pronouncing seen that it's a thinner voice. Seen, seen. Whereas saw, saw, saw. It's thick, obviously thick, sawed. So you distinguish between the two letters through the thickness and thinness. Sawed, sawed. And also we call them the letters of safir. In Arabic, safir means a whistle. So we call them the letters of safir because there is a whistling sound when you pronounce it. There is a type, kind of a whistling sound, similar to, not exactly, but similar to a sound of a whistle. Sa, sa, sa. There is a whistling sound. Seen, seen. There is a type of kind of whistling sound. So we call them the huruf that are related to the whistle. Sawd, sawd, thicker voice, and seen, seen. Assalamu alaikum, assalam, that's thinner voice. Sawd, ihdina siratal mustaqim. Mustaqim is thinner. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. So sawd is thicker and seen is thinner. So these are hurufun asaliyya. Let's move to the 10th and the last makhraj of tongue. The last and the 10th one is also home to three alphabets. 10th makhraj is the place from where the sound of three alphabets comes out from that place. And those three are wa, wa, and zal. The different people, right? There is no equivalent in English for that. Zal and sa with the three dots. Sa. Za, zal, and sa. Now, this 10th and the last makhraj, here is the description. Yeah, the description is very simple. That is the tip of your tongue. Let's suppose this is your tongue. Now, tip of your tongue strikes the upper sanaya, the upper front, two upper front teeth. So here's where your tongue strikes. Just below the upper, it strikes with the teeth. It strikes with the teeth. So upper front two teeth, upper sanaya. It's the tip of the tongue strikes here with the upper sanaya, and but the tongue doesn't come out. Remember that when we pronounce zal or sa, the tongue doesn't come out, doesn't stick out of the mouth. It just strikes the tongue, so it's on the tip, strikes it, but it doesn't come out. Okay? In these two cases, the tongue does not come out. In all the three cases, the tongue, the tip of the tongue strikes the upper front teeth in all the three letters, but in the case of these two, the tongue doesn't come out. So, now, Now these two teeth, so this, because this area is close to this segment of the mouth, which is right behind the upper ceiling of your mouth, right behind the front two teeth, this area in Arabic is called, you know, I will double check it, I'm not 100% sure, but I think you're right. So, okay, so this is all, so now in the case of Zal and Sa, the tip of the tongue strikes here. Zal and Sa, Zal and Sa, and the tongue does not come out of the mouth in the, these two letters. In the case of Wa, the tongue strikes here, yes, but also it, the sides of the tongues are kind of like moving upwards, like a boat, just like you have a boat, keep a boat in your mind, you know, how the boat is like this. So that's how, almost like this, your tongue, the sides of the tongues are also moving upwards, and then the tip is striking this place. In the case of Ra, the sides of the tongues are moving upwards like a boat, and the tip is striking the upper front teeth. Wa, 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 wahir, a vuhur, vuhur of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, vuhur, 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 okay? Remember, the tip is striking this place and the sides are kind of rolling upwards. So, now these are basically, we are done with the makharij of the tongue now. So we are done with all the makharij and belonging to all those five mawdi'. We discussed, you know, five mawdi', five segments. Human mouth system is divided into five mawdi'. From those five mawdi', there are totally 17 makharij, and we discussed all of them. And from those 17 makharij, 28 alphabets of Arabic language are pronounced. From those 17 makharij. So we are done with the discussion of makharij now. And now we will move forward to some of the very important points, which are Inshallah, we'll discuss some of the very important points in the next class because the time is over. So probably we're going to finish it in two more lessons.